Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we love the world.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love thing here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You scared, call the ramp.
I think that we should see a therapist.
Honey, black people don't go to therapy.
Be regular therapy. There are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my Casey.
Hey everybody! This is Speaking Freedom Radio. So I was just talking, and I had the phone on mute, and I didn't realize that I had it on mute, but we back at it. So I am your life enhancement coaching specialist, and as your life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help you enhance and advance your life at in every way that, you know, you could possibly think of with the information that I give you. Now, however you apply that information is what's supposed to help you grow. So at this point, per se, or leaving Neverland, but I do want to talk about the different both wanting the advantage, wanting money, and the perk. To get there or to deal with or to have a connection to in order to get there. Now, there's nothing wrong with meeting people, building relationships, having, you know, like building family bonds with people, meeting new people. That is not an issue. However, what we're going to talk about today is like the difference between a prey, the person that falls, that is thought of to fall victim to the situation. We're going to talk about the predator, the type of person that has or is thought to have full control of the situation. Maybe they have power, maybe they seem to have, you know, like the logic, the, you know what I mean? Like they seem to have the ability to take a person into level, and then they use that force to over or prey on people. Now, we talked about this not that long ago, I'm sure, but I wanted to talk about it again because I have to continue to bring awareness to the art of the pump fake. And the art of the pump fake, the game, the hiding, you know, when you're talking about the ability to lord over somebody or have something hanging over somebody's head where somebody is dependent on you, and then, you know, they kind of hit you with that, yeah, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that, and then, you know, like, you just, it's a pump fake, you know, like, we're gonna hype you up and then we're gonna, you know, go the other way. So I want to talk about that because it's so common, not in only the entertainment world, but in general, especially in business, sometimes in family, and sometimes it is out of a person's control, but sometimes it's totally in a person's control. And sometimes that's how the mental abuse is used, mentally warped. And it's not the people themselves always. It's a mixture of the two. And then you have the predatory prey. And the predatory prey is the person they're looking to be, not necessarily taken advantage of, but whatever they got to do in order to get to whatever that you got to offer, whatever it is, and you're not ashamed of, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not wanted by any, like, if they're a conscious decision. And then, of course, you have the people that's just very genuine. And, you know, they like to help people. They like to see other people on top. They don't want to be alone. And, you know, there is room for everybody to exist. And in a world where we all want everybody to be exactly the same, that's just not really the narrative at hand, even when you think about just dealing with people on a day-to-day basis. We're going to also, I mean, like, the whole concept of today is being aware of the type of people that you're around, that you are susceptible to. Trust people, but also be aware, be observant. You know, especially if you're meeting new famous people that got what you want, they can always lead you on and then, you know, pump fake and yada yada. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I only caught the tail end of the show last night. I really don't know the entire footage from before that I can think of, is that has nothing to do with, you know, like, that, neither here nor there. But overall, what I did see is the narrative that I want to discuss today. And it is that I have these things, I shower you with gifts, and I shower you with the things that you want, and show you this thing that you can have, and then I dangle it in front of your face and never give it to you. And then, you know, like, for a child, that is detrimental. I know that when we talked about Robert a few weeks ago, and with the, well, I won't go into detail about Robert's situation, just because I don't want to see that narrative in any way, shape, form, or fashion, or for, you know, if somebody was to hear it, the logic is very short. whatever his logic to be birthed from, whatever his logic is. So, but when I talked about that, I spoke on specifically how you can, you know, like when people, on the one side, there are people who want to get ahead. They don't necessarily want to work for it, but they will buddy their way all the way to the advantage. Now, they may not do nothing for real. They may have talent and then get shelved. And then, you know, like they, but the shelving of the talent is what is wrong. The shelving of the talent is the control that to do whatever it is they want. It's like, okay, if I sell you this dream, I'm going to tell you anything to sell you this dream. Now, whether this dream or not seems realistic or unrealistic, for people in this type of narrative, the goal is to sell your dream. Now, on the other side of getting sold a dream is creating the dream that you desire it to be and pressing that dream upon somebody else. Now, there are people who do what they're going to do, and they, you know, right by where they are, and they sell. We ain't talking about them. We're talking about both the other two. The people that selling dreams, we're talking about the dream sellers, and we're going to talk about the dream creators, because there are some people who will project what they want on you because they're around you, and then they're trying to make you do what they want you to do, but you may not see that for them. And, you know, like, whatever it is, it could be somebody that's close to you. They get close to you, or they try to be your assistant, and not necessarily in that narrative, because some assistants are bomb. Now, all they want to help you. All they want to do is make sure you get to where you want to be. Just most of narratives between the leech and the dream being sold, because you have a dream that can be sold anytime somebody get any type of power, any type of respect, any type of influence, any type of viral type of attention now in today's state. Any of those things where they look like they popping, like straight top. Any of those things where they look like they're popping, they can sell a dream to anybody that's willing to listen. You can go rent a car. You can go buy a car. You can go, you know, lease a car, whatever. You make it seem like you're doing big business and you have influence, and there are people that will listen to whatever you say, and you can sell them. You come on with me. I got this. You know what I'm saying? What is it that you really... Like, what is it you really see for yourself? And they will allow you to leech. But the leeching is because there is something about you, with you, surrounded around you. Now, I do want to interject, because I'm a spiritual person. I would like to say that it could be by design. It doesn't have to be some narrative, but the narrative can get perverted at any point in time. Like, you may have somebody that was literally designed to come and leech on you, so that they get to another level because they're with you, or because they're attached to you, and they do enough for you, and it's an even exchange. We're not acting like everybody bad. Everybody ain't bad, okay? We know that. There are some really good people out there. But I'm specifically speaking about the people that have the ability to sell dreams, and the leeches that, you know, are manipulative and trying to be sold a dream, and they're going to try to finesse you and now sell you a dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are all types of, you know, sides to this thing. And just to be honest, I've been around a lot of different type of people, between being in the military, being out living in Atlanta, living in Phoenix, living in Florida, you know, like the people that I've met through jobs and or social media. I've just soaked up a lot of how people are in general. I study people. This is what I do. I study behavior patterns. So when you're talking about that connection, it's either going to be, okay, everybody is going to live up to what they said, and living up to what you're saying don't always necessarily mean good, bad, or indifferent, because if everybody is playing a part in a position, until somebody else brings it to somebody's attention or somebody says something to stop it, then, or somebody reports it, it's not going to be an issue. You know, like, until somebody makes it an issue, somebody don't get what they want, somebody, you know what I'm saying, like, when we're talking, see, we're talking about users and the people that sometimes, there are some predators that they don't know that they've been manipulated. And there are people that will go and seek a predator because they know it's a predator so that they can get whatever it is that they want predator. And I really, 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 really think that this is happening more than anything else in a lot of these type of cases. Now, we're not talking about, again, you know, all the wine stains, and we ain't talking about the Bill Cosby's, but that's included also, because, well, Woody Allen, I think he went and got a, even Elvis at one point went and got a, you know, a shorty from somewhere else, and some weird little kid shit, you know, like little kid stuff is just, it's a no-go, period. There's no reason that a kid should be meeting a stranger and then sleeping in his bed. There's no reason in my mindset, and, you know, I could be wrong, but unless that child is sleeping in the bed with that father or that mother, stepmother, stepfather, adoptive parent, I just don't see, even as a family, sharing a bed with a grown man. To me, where I am now at my age, that's grooming. That is, I want to get this little boy comfortable, so when everybody else leaves and I got him here by myself, and even though I say he's going to be in a room across the, on the wing, or the, you know, like, but in all reality, we're going to fall asleep in here because I've already made him feel comfortable because we did it as a family. And sometimes we don't see that. We don't recognize that. We want to believe that everyone is upright. And sometimes some people are upright. But we have to not discredit, especially when you're dealing with celebrities, that they got problems just like we got problems. You know what I'm saying? They, people that have been celebrities since childhood, imagine, because all we see is gifts, and not there to them, that now they got to live with things abnormal and recognize two lessons. And there are people literally that will know something about a person, recognize or identify a fetish, something weird about somebody, and they will feed that for the need of their own. they will feed whatever it is that it's like going and getting the damn jungle. You gonna feed whatever. In order to perform, you gotta feed them. And if you feed them, they gonna perform. Before. It's no different than you training a dog to get a dog treats. You get a dog to treat to do the tricks. Guess what? Every trick, you pop that treat. Oh yeah, you training them. And it goes both ways. And imperative of life, period. Because even if you're in a relationship, partnership, companionship, where everything communicates, the sex is the day, like, but in a good way, you know, like, I'm saying, like, not let it go, but let go all the playaways type of thing, you know what I'm saying? You really ready, like, yeah, that's it. It can still be that. But at the end of the day, it's both of you guys fellowshipping with each other, giving each other something somebody wants, and making sure that that other person is happy. The difference is people are using things that they know are not right or appropriate, and they are using that to their advantage. It doesn't matter if you talk about sex trafficking. These are people, normally, that sex exchanges and, you know, like the mindset when you get a person that has a abnormal fetish and you begin to feed that fetish is no different. Like, you're still feeding a fetish of somebody for something in return. And normally, on that level, is money. The thing that makes it sick is because the person who is being fed the perversion, whatever that perversion is, whatever that fetish is that they may have, and it may not be because we, as a society, like to make things be what we comfortable with. And if we not comfortable with it, then can't nobody else do it, can't nobody else be it, can't nobody else think it, and it's just wrong. Even if it's beneficial to the person that's involved, if we think that it's wrong, then we can say that it is wrong, even if everybody else, you know, involved wanted to be right. So, like, in all of these, whether it was the victim of, you know, like, just didn't know no better, or if it was a predatory prey, at some point, they was cool with whatever they suggested, what was suggested to them. They was curious, they was cool, they was accepting. Whether it was the parent or the person, they found solace in this, and they was okay with it until it did not work out in their favor. Now, in some cases, you're the victim, and, you know, you just lose out. You know what I'm saying? You thought you was going to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you them dreams, like, and then it'd be a dud. Now, he may follow through on everything he said, or she may follow through on everything that she said, but it may not be chemistry. It may not be meant for what you wanted it to be. It may, you know what I'm saying? Different narratives to everything. Not fundamental. where an adult is, Stan, what it is, the decision that they are making long term. They may understand what they are doing in that moment because it's being explained. And 4, 5, you can comprehend very well. Anything under 4, I'll even say anything 3 and under, comprehend enough to be able to say no, because it doesn't make sense. However, at a certain age, you are kind of able to understand what's being asked of you and to object, or your curiosity say, okay, whatever you say, because you're the adult. Or it may sometimes people use fear, and then, you know, like that, but it goes back to there being a want and there being somebody who can supply that as a need. I want this. I got this in exchange for that. And I have yet to see this happen on this level. I'm trying to think. To this extent, where it has gone on, and there has been several criminal filings or court cases, like, this is not normal in the sense of there are people experience this on the regular day-to-day side, non-famous, non-celebrity, you know, with families, with friends, with neighbors. But most times, when they experience it on that level, they don't go to jail, they don't get charged, nobody says anything, it becomes, and everybody, you know, acts like it doesn't have, and it's best have an issue in adulthood, people will be in denial. And even in adulthood, they be in denial about what it is that they're dealing with. And as much as I want to, the predator and the prey as far as the activities, I really want to talk about the mindset that's behind it. And, you know, like, because on the other side, there's a broken or a person that believes that whatever it is that that person has can change their life, can fulfill, like, not just change their life, but make them happy. And unless you are happy with yourself, unless you have joy within yourself, unless you are literally self-sufficient, it is very, 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 very easy to be led into what seems could be your dreams. Now, every person, again, every person isn't naive on either end. Every celebrity, every famous person, every person with power is not ready to, trying to, or thinking about manipulating you. However, there are people. It's just like if a record label signed you and then don't let you release no music, guess what they just did? The same shit that R. Kelly doing to them girls, and the same shit. That's the same shit that record label is doing. You don't even see it like that. You don't even recognize it. The same way, if you get business with anything or anybody, and then they hang something over your head and you're subjected to whatever they want you to do just because of that attachment to whatever it is that they think that you need or they can supply to you. See, it's the same mentality of using what you got to get what you want. And unfortunately, sometimes there are parents that teach their children these type of things. Sometimes there are parents, it's just like, I used to say, oh, all you got to do is, no, you know what I'm saying? Smoke on the front, you get flipping ball. Like, it was really like out here flipping the ball and trying to get it. Like, why would you return this real? Or people do in order to check. And sometimes when we look at a poor situation and see a victim, sometimes participants. Sometimes you got somebody that has placed themselves in a position to be subject to anything and is willing and ready. Like, it is girls right now. Like, I don't understand why Robert got this. I was some, even in a 20-year-old that will bust it open. R. Kelly and a Hugh Hefner, I've been thinking about it. This is Black people, for the most part, are very overprotective with their children. They view their offspring as a blessing, and they've been charged to honor, care, and protect this blessing from God. White people, not all white people, but a lot of them, I'm be honest, they, like, when kids get 18, but even before then, if you think about when you see a white kid cutting up in the store, or you know what I'm saying, like, don't have as much restraint, or it's just a little bit different, you know, like, the mindset is a little bit different. Hugh Hefner, them girls' parents is probably like, hey, Hugh, yeah, let's drink some beers. Wow. These deep religious Black people ain't on that like that. And the ones that are have been what we see where in these situations you have the ones that are cool with what their kid or doing whatever in order to get ahead for the family, and those are not, and then you get those that are stuck in the middle. And what we see normally when you see the extortion, the blackmail, the they paid me off, but I'm going to come and say something if it's some more money involved somewhere, or I ain't getting my way, so I'm going to say something type shit. Normally, that comes from the middle ground. And it's just what I said. They was with it. Everything was cool as long as everything that they thought was going to happen was happening. And there are parents, literally. I don't know if people understand this. Even when I was thinking about Jordan Woods, Jordan may be a nice girl. Her father passed away. She could, you know, really be a nice girl. However, Jordan could also be the type of girl that's manipulative, that will cry at the drop of a dime the moment that she gets caught because she's spoiled rotten. She could be the type of person that will sleep with your man and smile in your face. She could be all these things. Now, we always want to hope that she's a nice girl, that she's sweet, that she's innocent, and she was only going to a party with some friends, and she just thought that it would be cool, even though it was who it was. It made her feel more comfortable, so she acted like she would if she was at the house. You know, like, if she was at the big house, this is what would be going on. What's the difference? That could be her also. But we have to leave room for both. And then we have to leave room for any other type of narrative that could also be true. And that's the point when you get to, I don't judge most people anymore, because I used to, because I realize that anything they're going through is something that you could have gone through, but more so something that they need to heal from. So when I think about Michael, when I think about R. Kelly, when I think about people who are just simply racist, it's something within them where there is an understanding that needs healing. It is something about them that needs to be worked out within. Am I giving them an excuse? Hell no. They ass need to face whatever consequences karma has, but I am not going to pray for nothing bad to happen to nobody at all whatsoever. I don't hate Michael. I don't hate Robert. I've been in situations myself. I do not hate any of those people either. I simply don't put myself in situations with people that have questionable character or questionable behavior. I have learned throughout the course of my years how to protect myself by loving myself better. And within doing that, there are just some things that you simply avoid. Like, I could dress it up and make it sound like something else, but there's some stuff I avoid. I avoid them totally, clearly. I have no desire to act like I'm something that I'm not. But then the things that I'm, you know what I'm saying, like whatever it is that I'm for, I'm for. But I know what's for me. I know how I like to be loved. I know how I like to be treated. So therefore, I know the type of people that I want to be around. I know what type of future I want to have. So I position myself around, at least think, plan, plot, and move like I do, even though it's so different the way I do things. I still want people that have the same type of discernment, the same type of ambitious determination, but also at a certain age level. You know, like, the art of the pump fake is being sold a dream with no way for it to happen, without any ability for that dream to come true. Not because it necessarily can't, but because that person had no desire to really do what they was acting like they was going to do. And this is the reason, for myself especially, why I seldomly trust words. I halfway trust actions, but I always believe patterns. Because the way the narrative of a person's nature will tell you what they're likely to do in spiritual human behavior. Like, the things that they do on a regular basis will tell you a lot about what to expect from people. So if you got a person that say they're going to do something, and you know normally it's the type of thing that they would do, then, you know, don't necessarily, I mean, they don't believe it until it happens. But don't disappoint yourself believing and hoping and praying for something that's likely not to happen. I would rather you not feel like you're going to get any help and plan and prep and set goals with dates and parameters that would allow you to build it solo. And then if God adds people to what you're already doing, then bless. Then you blessed. Not trying to, you know what I'm saying, get everybody aboard and do everything. But you got to be where you're supposed to be, who you're supposed to be around, and then make sure you the people that's going to hold you accountable. Because the narrative that I see in all of these type of situations, especially with celebrities that have people that's handling them, you have people that are allowing it to happen because they need a paycheck. So outside of the leech and the dream seller and the people that's real good for real on the up and up, then you have whoever the handlers, service providers, and everybody else that got to be around. We're talking about on the celebrity level now. But also, when you talk about within the community level, we're not going to skip over the community because what you see is reflected down within the community. So whatever you see people following, you can expect that people are doing it too. So y'all know it be – everybody know R. Kelly be at the high schools. Guess what? It's other niggas that's at high schools. I know a few that used to come to high school when I was in high school. It was like, why is you at the high school? How old is you? I'm talking about, and then after I left high school, they were still in high school, going up to the high schools. But it's on every level. But even on the lowest community level, where it's mostly not talked about and unseen, there are people who help get you not noticed, that help not to call the police. You know what I'm saying? Those the people that want to protect the person that's really wrong. But sometimes that person is preyed upon. And that's the part that we have to give an account for. It's almost like even with Tristan. We know Tristan Week. I mean, we know he cheat. Not weak, that he cheat. My bad. He's cheated before. So if you got a person that's vindictive or whatever, and they know this person is a so they're going to go and they're going to do something because they already know he will do it, and they might get a check for it. And I'm not saying that this is her narrative, but the way she talked in the interview, which I don't know why she did. I think that it would have been better if she handled it privately because she didn't make herself look any better. It wasn't like she just sat across the room and she never talked to him that night. She, you know what I'm saying? She alluded like the dance and everything else, and it was just a whole lot that she alluded to, but didn't really want to say. So the interview was just a bad idea. But in those narratives, just like the little boys, of course, they're young. They shouldn't be able to manipulate an adult. However, there are children who their parents teach them to play nice and prey upon people that will give them what they want, who will teach their children to prostitute, to teach their children to do all type of craziness. And we're not when they get a certain age or having a drink at a certain reasonable age. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're talking about people that will go and teach children how to manipulate and abuse and take advantage of people, just like people teach their children how to steal. They will take their children in a store and teach them how to steal. Or if the child learns how to steal, like, there are people that's okay with it. They will encourage bad behavior, just like you think they encourage good behavior. So a lot of people get that confused when I make comments and post on the internet. If you're on Instagram, follow me at Speaking Freedom. I'm also Speaking Freedom on Twitter. And a lot of people are trying to be hateful, mean. Several things that we see, anything that we do. And there are even on a spiritual level. Like, I don't discount the fact that some of these encounters are on a spiritual level and generational thing. So it's an instant universe is going to allow it to continue to play out, because we're missing the lesson. We're missing the opportunity to correct something that's correctable. None of the things we're missing. And, you know, oh, on white behalf. Like, it's a lot of things that we address. There is a come to God moment, and I won't say Jesus because Jesus was published in like the 1800s, maybe the 1600s. Jesus was published in a book before it was published, not on a worldwide. Other origin, a Christ-like mindset that we are supposed to adapt to and that we should awaken within ourselves. However, you know, we just got to do better. And we have to not only for other passionate, empathetic, or set free. However, I will say that feed into the narrative of the predator with all the warning signs, all the information at hand, the ones that take the money, the ones that try to come back after they take the money to say something, like, they all need to have whatever the same consequences that the predator. And then in some cases, those juveniles, they need to go, and especially in the R. Kelly case, some of those juveniles want it. No matter how wrong it is, I know when I was in the seventh and eighth, I know at least one or two girls, I mean, that was having sex already. I mean, like, had boyfriends that was having sex. I mean, I know that for me when I was in seventh, eighth grade. And although I've always been more reserved, I've always been more protective, I've faced those type of propositions and encounters my entire life. I understand from both sides because I have children. I don't want anything to happen to my children, and I will try to protect them and teach them as much as possible to not be preyed upon. However, I also know being 12, 13, 14 years old, and a grown man asking to eat my vagina, and me being able to say, nah, I'm uncomfortable, hang it up. I mean, this man sucked my toes and everything. It was the weirdest, grossest thing in my experience of life. It was just bad. And, like, being there in that position, no matter how flirty you are, no matter how naive you may seem, I may have fought back. I may have grabbed balls and turned their nutsacks. There are people that want that affection that may have daddy and or mommy issues that will be okay with it. That love, that attention, that affection, and everything they all of. And when people go and go to sororities or fraternities and understand how it's not same exact narrative. It's just starting at a younger age. And we don't know what these people have gone through in order to get to this place. But the thing that touched me last night most before we get ready to get out of here is the dream chasing, the dream selling, the manipulation that nobody wants. But it's also bad because you have people that believe everything that they're told, that somebody could just say, yeah, I want to do this for you if you just do this. And that, like, the scams on any type of scam that somebody is saying, hey, if you send me $1,000, I'm going to get you a million by the night. Nigga, ain't nobody going to get you no million by the night. Ain't no, where are you flipping it like that at, nigga? Let me know. I'm trying to flip it, too. I want to do it myself. Tell me how to do it myself. Because if you can turn 500 into 5,000 in seconds, you bad. But it's people that fall for it. It's people that not only fall for it, they'll do it over and over and over again. Those are the people that, you know what I'm saying, we have to be more aware of. So all in all, we just got to know that people are different. People are going through things. People are dealing with things. And people don't know where else to turn. So when that happens, whatever state that they remember being happy in is the state that they try to recreate. So if you already, like, if you think this is what you was doing, and that could turn into something else, this doesn't apply to all people. Everything that I'm saying is objective. I study human behavior. I have developed spiritual behavior, which helps us to alleviate and heal and mature these people because it finds broken. Spiritual human behavior helps us find where you are broken and mend that place. Heal that place as good as we can so that you can be the best you that you can be, period. Period. this is very significant because a lot of people got a lot of different issues, hurt, or sensitive areas, and they don't know how to address it. They don't know when to address it. They don't know who to address it with. And speaking freely, it's not necessary for you to have one-on-one. Because everybody needs this information. I need to get it to you. You know what I'm saying? So get it as you can. Until next time, see you again.
We are kings, we are gods. But how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're going to save some lives. And it's our time. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in the streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping, disloyalty, get you to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss and the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha 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 ha. If you didn't know. What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Question advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking Freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, we're not kissing.
This is Speaking Freedom and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.